What does well-being mean to you, and how do you relax? Do you relax?
What do I do to... I couldn't possibly tell you what I do to relax.
Okay, that's fine.
I do some yoga at weekends.
Yeah.
A bit like your luxury breakfast at weekends. So I always get up earlier than everybody else, so... If you want to be quiet when you've got up earlier than everybody else, the thing to do is do some quiet yoga and breathing. So they're the things I do to relax.
So you do factor in time for these things?
I do, but I'm not very good at it. But I do early mornings at weekends are a time for yoga, breathing, reflection. So where I do lots of most thinking. I do quite a lot of thinking at work.
But you do find that this kind of downtime, do you sort of have epiphanies about ideas and things like that?
Yeah, but they can happen anywhere. So I don't think that I could allocate, you know, between 2 and 4 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon to think about having ideas. Because, like, as an artist, I have ideas all over the place. So you can't legislate for having ideas.
What does resilience mean to you, and do you identify that in others?
I think I may have brought something down. I do feel resilient, but I think that's my natural condition. So I've been resilient all my life. My dad was resilient, my brother's resilient. So I've come from a line of resilience. But I think, I'm not sure you can, maybe you can become resilient. You know, somebody said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So I've been in a lot of situations where I've almost been killed. I think I've got stronger as a result, and therefore more resilient.
Do you think resilience has significance at the moment in business and in the arts?
Absolutely, because people are dropping like flies. Yeah, I think we do need to be resilient, but also open and creative. Because there will be opportunities, there always is. So what we've got to do is open the hatch, not batten it down, look for opportunities, and not be frightened.
Okay. Can you tell us what projects or activities you're looking forward to this year?
I'm looking to develop something we do every year called the Adam Reynolds Bursary, which just gets bigger and better every year. And that's an opportunity to put a disabled artist in a mainstream gallery situation. And the past 3 years, we've worked with the Camden Art Centre, the Blue Coat Gallery in Liverpool, and Spike Island in Bristol, and I'm in negotiations with an organisation in the North East, which is a big gallery, which I hope will be hosting the Adam Reynolds Bursary this year. So setting that up is really exciting. We've got 2 big £500,000 big lottery projects underway, working with young learning disabled people, looking at what happens after education, what's the job market look like if you've got a learning disability or you're a young disabled person. They're going to be incredibly interesting and challenging, and to continue to exhibit work by disabled artists in our workspace. We've got Anthony Gormley coming to open our next exhibition, so again, you know, that could be a really exciting moment for SHAPE.
And just finally, you contributed to the CLP's new publication, A Cultural Leadership Reader. What inspired your article, Thoughts from a Train on Leadership?
Well, it's pretty obvious. I was on a train at the time, so I was literally on an overnight train from Florence in Italy to Paris, and I thought it was a good time to do that thinking. So I had 2 bottles of wine, some very poor food, and an empty notebook. So I just wrote it on the train, because trains are incredibly meditative places to be. So it was just nice to roll along through the night and just jot down some ideas, and then pull the ideas together at the end of it. So it was literally written on the train.